Yeah, we shift from that story. We also bring you another story that last week the SIU Mpumalanga presented a report before the Select Committee of Cocktailvo municipalities that were subjected to Section 106 investigation. The first day of the oversight saw the law enforcement agencies in Mpumalanga making a presentation before the committee. Joining us this evening is one of the committees that briefed the committee, or is one of the agencies that briefed the committee, rather, the head of SIU in Mpumalanga. That's Ntate Andrew Hasaho. He joins us now. Ntate Dumela.
Ntate Dumela, how are you, sir?
Ngiyaphila kunjani, mntomdala?
I'm okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me here. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Yes, yes. Ntate Andrew, we understand that the SIU normally awaits the president's signature of proclamations before you'd kick off an investigation planning. Let's start there. What does that mean?
Okay. Let me start here, sir. I'd like to take advantage of this opportunity, the opportunity of your platform, to firstly and briefly tell and remind listeners what SIU is all about. I will be brief there. SIU is a creature of statute. We are created by the Act, Special Investigating Unit and Special Tribunal Act 74 of 1996. Basically, in terms of this act, there are functions and there are what we can investigate, and I'll be brief on that. In terms of the act, SIU can investigate, collect evidence, and make recommendations to the president. And the outcome of our investigations is that we can institute civil proceedings, meaning we can go to the court, set aside a particular contract if there is a problem with that contract, like maybe the contract was awarded in a corrupt way or fraudulently or in a nepotism or any other maladministration. Number two, we can refer matters to the NPA, which is the National Prosecuting Authority, and also the Hawks, for a criminal referral, meaning if we found that there is an element of commission of criminal offense after our investigation, we can refer those matters to NPA and the Hawks. The last referral we do is to refer back to the department or the state institution. If after investigation we found that a particular employee of the state has committed maladministration, corruption, and so forth, we can refer back to the department and say, discipline this person. When we do those referrals, we also help with evidence packs, meaning that we will give you a full evidence of a particular referral. If we refer to NPA, we will give NPA a full referral of all the evidence of the matter we are referring to. When we refer also to the disciplinary, we'll tell the disciplinary, we'll tell the HOD or the MM that this particular person has committed this offense. Here is the evidence of the commission of that offense. What we can investigate, who we can investigate, SIU can only investigate where there is public money. Public money is money emanating from the national fiscals. It cascades to national, to your province. From the province, it can even go to the municipality, right? So meaning, and also the state-owned enterprises. Meaning, we can investigate all the national departments, we can investigate provincial departments, and also your local department, which is the municipality. We all know that municipality has got a lot of problems in regard to corruption. Not only that, we can also investigate all state-owned enterprises. State-owned enterprises is your Eskom, your Telkom, your Transnet, your Denels, your post office, and so forth. And then finally, what we can investigate as SIU is when there is a serious maladministration in that state. State meaning all those three spheres of the state, ne? When there is unlawful and improper conduct by employees of those state institutions, when there is intentional or negligent loss of public money, and more importantly, which is very popular, is when there is fraud, corruption, and theft within that state institution. Back to your question, yes, we can only investigate upon the issuing of proclamation by the president. And for the president to issue proclamation, SIU must write to the president to request the issuing of that particular proclamation. And the SIU can only write to the president to request the issuing of proclamation if we receive allegations from your normal members of the public, from the MMs, from the media, from anyone. That is where your listeners comes in. Mm. We request listeners, if they know of any maladministrations, if they know of any corruption, if they know of any fraud within the municipalities, within provincial departments, within national departments, they must report. I'm the provincial head of SIU in Mpumalanga. Mm. So I will more emphasis put on my province, which is in Mpumalanga. Mm. You know of any corruption, you know of maladministration, you know of nepotism, you know of fraud, you know of theft within the municipality, within provincial department of Mpumalanga report. As I indicated, if we don't get those allegations, we will not be able to write to the president. Therefore, we will not be able to get the motivations. We will not be able to get those proclamations from the president. So it starts with you and me. It starts with listeners. It starts with residents of the province to report those maladministration and corruption. Mm. And I can assure all the listeners that their safety is guaranteed because their confidentiality is guaranteed. You can report and tell us your name. You can report and not tell us your name. We are duty bound by laws and regulations to protect your identity if you want to be protected.
And Dr. Andrew, let's maybe get into what you presented last week to the select committee. I understand that there's about 8 municipalities that are subjected to the Section 106. However, you went overboard on your presentation. You also flagged other municipalities that were not part of even the Section 106. Talk us through just that presentation as to how also were you led to some of those investigations that you then, as SIU, took underway.
Indeed, there are 8 municipalities. You are Lekwa, Pixley, Kaseme, Governor Mbeki, J.S. Moroka, Dipaliseng, Gomazi, Emalahleni, and Bushbuck Ridge Local Municipality under Section 106 investigation. Your listener must know that Section 106 investigation is simply an investigation called or instituted by the Copter MEC as a result of allegations of fraud, corruption, maladministration, nepotism within those municipalities. So what we did is that we were busy with COVID investigation throughout the 2020-2021 and a little bit half of this year. However, after we have finalized the bulk of our COVID investigation, we were invited by the municipality to be part of what we call a steering committee. A steering committee of implementation, monitoring and implementation of Section 106 municipality. Mm. What is this committee doing is, once the investigation is complete, which on this 8 municipality, there was a forensic investigation instituted by the MEC of COPTA. Once it's complete, there are recommendations within those investigations. So COCTA HOGS are part of the steering committee to monitor the implementation of those recommendations. The recommendation may come and say, MM, please discipline so and so because he did 1, 2, 3. There was a misconduct of your employees. Mm. In most cases, we know the MMs, the HOD will be reluctant to discipline their own members. So what we do is we monitor that the implementation is that. Mm. Number 2, the recommendation may also come and say, please recover so much, 10 million from this service provider because he was paid without doing anything. we monitor that it is done. As SIU, we don't only monitor that. We also look into the report and see where we can come in as SIU. We look at the report. If there is anything which is aligned to the SIU Act, which we can investigate, then we will use that report to apply to the president for the proclamation. And we will go as SIU to do further investigation on that municipality. So, as I indicated, we have just been invited to be part of the steering committee. But indeed, since our invitation, we have now access to some of the reports, but we will be getting all the reports. The HOD of Kokta and Tateng Guvane is busy preparing all the reports for SIU. But so far, we have received two of the reports, GS Moroka, local municipality, and Dipalisin local municipality. So what we are doing is we are taking it through our SIU's internal process. So that if we are successful with the president, then we will have the proclamation to investigate those municipalities. So in the JS Moroka, in the Dipalisin, we have already got the report. The MM there, two MMs there, were very cooperative, I must say. And then what we also flagged is Victor Kanye municipality. Remember, we can flag a municipality on the basis of newspaper reports. We can flag a municipality on the basis of allegations reported by members of the public. So one of members of public reported about Kavachu, one of members of public reported about Victor Kanye. I personally, together with my manager, Mr. Paul Bulwani, went to both of these municipalities, and we met the municipal managers there, and in Victor Kanye, they have already provided us with all the requested information. In Tawachu, we are meeting them next week. Hopefully, they will give us all the documents, and we will take them through the SIU processes. So that is in terms of what we reported. On top of that, we reported as well that in Bombela local municipality, everything has been done from the SIU side, and hopefully we will be waiting for the proclamation from the president as well as Mkondo local municipality. Those two municipalities we have just flagged, but they were not part of 106, but as I indicated, we flagged on the basis of allegations reported by members of the public.
Ntate Andrew, before I let you go, I don't know if you can disclose what sort of allegations or the nature of the allegations that were flagged in those two municipalities.
Much as I can't go deep, but most of the allegations, it's fraud, corruptions, and maladministration within the municipality. As I indicated earlier on, most of our investigation at SIU, it's investigation of, is I can say SIU, we invest 95% of our investigation is procurement investigation. We all know we have problems with tenders in South Africa. We have problems with irregular tenders and so forth. So in Mpumalanga, 95% of all our investigation is procurement investigation. But before you let me go, sir, I just want to quickly leave our numbers so that members of the public can come and report, can even call and report. And as well, what we can do is, if there is serious problem, I was listening yesterday about Gertz Bande, all the allegations. I would like, please, everybody who is in Gertz Bande knows something. Please, I will leave my numbers. I will leave my office numbers. I will leave hotline numbers.
Yes.
Please report that. We can even go there and do a stakeholder engagements where we will be there, call on all the people in that municipality to come and share experience with us so that we can see which one do, which one we can investigate, and which one we cannot.
We would really, really be, would like to be part of that. I suppose if we could just, pilot that in all the three districts of our province, and pairing with ourselves there and just convene those stakeholder engagements, I think that will best benefit the province.
please, sir, I like that idea. Let's teach our people what SIU can do.
Yes.
I would like you to engage with SIU. Please engage. Let's set up the date. Let's visit all three district area within our provinces. Let's see. Let's spread that message. Let's use your platform to spread the message. Mm. Engage with them and set up the dates for those engagements. Mm. Our numbers in Mpumalanga office, it's 013-752-1740. 013-752-1740. And the physical address is, if you want to come and report directly, it's fourth floor, Sunland Building, 25 Samora Machel Drive, Mbombela.
Natendru, thank you so much, Ba, for making time. Really, really appreciate it. And we also appreciate that you now and then do listen to our show when you really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's our duty to inform and listen to our members of the public.
Thank you so much, sir. That's the head of SIU in the province of Mpumalanga, Tate Andrew Hasanho, talking to us here on Rise FM around the presentation that they made to the select committee of COCTA over municipalities that were subjected to Section 106. They've also went over and above flagging other municipalities such as Mbombela local municipality and Mkhondo, having detected corruption there and as well as maladministration. So they are definitely awaiting the president's signature for them to start investigating Mbombela and as well as Mkhondo. Great conversation there, and definitely a project for our Service Delivery Tuesday emanated from that particular conversation. We'll definitely hold them to that front to go around the province, just about three districts of our province, to educate people around, just ways of reporting corruption. And if you can, we'll definitely bring them to your attention and at your disposal. You would make use of this particular platforms.